The scripture reading for today is from Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. Now I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumph over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death."
じゃあ、日本語でヨハネの黙示録12章10節11節をお読みします。その時私は天で大きな声がこういうのを聞いた。今や私たち神の救いと力と国と、また神のキリストの権威が現れた。私たちの兄弟たちの告白者、日夜彼らを私たちの神の御前で訴えている者が投げ落とされたからである。兄弟たちは子羊の血と自分たちの証の言葉のゆえに彼に打ち勝った。彼らは死に至るまでも命を惜しまなかった。
Good morning. How are you guys doing?Good, good. You guys happy?
Yeah.
Yes? All right. We got a couple of happy people.
He has made
you glad. Amen. Well, if you're not happy, you better get happy. No, just kidding. but can we go back to the Bible passage that we just read? This is a passage in Revelation. It talks about, the reason why I chose this as our scripture reading, it talks aboutthe testimony of the saints. But let me just read it again. It says, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah." And this is more like the last second. You know, we're in the last days right now, according to the Bible.And then in the last days, there's going to be probably like the last hour. And then this is like in the last minute or second that this is being proclaimed. And this angel proclaims, "For the accuser of our brothers and sister who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down, and they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Before we get to the testimony, I want to say a little word about for the accuser of our brothers and sister, and that is Satan, meaning the accuser, has been hurled down. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Don't you think? If you think about it, because it says Satan is before God accusing his saints day and night. Satan isn't in heaven. You know that, right? But it says, but Satan, who accuses them before our God day and night, was hurled down. So something happened. Something changed. How does Satan get access to heaven? How is he in heaven when he already got hurled down like lightning? Jesus said, "I saw Satan cast down like lightning." So how is he having access in heaven, accusing you and me before God? Good question. Thank you. Appreciate that. Good question, Aki. Yes, it's a good question. How does Satan get access? Well, this is not biblical. So maybe I should muffle this. but, however, I heard, you know, every thought, obviously, every word is heard from God. Amen? God hears every word we say. And it's even said he hears every thought we think. Our thoughts are just as clear as our words in heaven. So the question is, how does Satan get access into the heavenly realm, accusing us day and night? One of the suggestions and hypothesis is this. Every time I say something like, man that feel not. What Satan says to me about Phil, and I say it and I repeat it and I agree with it, it goes straight up to heaven. Like a prayer. Because Satan needs a way into heaven, so how is he going to get to heaven? Through his saints. Because his saints have access to heaven. Don't we? When we go up before God, we have access into heaven and we can speak to God, we can put our cares before God. And you know, cast our cares upon Him, and God hears every prayer we pray, every thought we think, He treasures them. But then Satan comes in, and he needs a saint to agree with him. He needs a saint to agree with something to accuse Marilyn with. And so he'll speak to somebody. And if that saint agrees with it and thinks it in the depth of his heart, Marilyn has just been accused in heaven. And then God has to protect her. God has to say, nope, that's not Marilyn. Or, you know, he tells me to, you know, Satan comes and he tells you blah, blah, blah about Mandy. Mandy's going to take one for the team. And she said, I'm going to take one for the team because Aki always agrees with Satan. No. Of course, it happens in marriages all the time, right? You know, you think something, an ill thought towards your husband or your wife or your children, and Satan needs somebody to agree with that, and he needs a saint to agree with it because it goes straight to the throne room. Does that make sense? Little bit, kind of. Take captive every thought, because every thought is not from God and it's not from you. There are some thoughts that are from the accuser of the brethren, and he needs somebody to stand in agreement with. Because he saw scripture and it says where two or more agree, you know, he's like, oh, maybe I could claim that promise. Violation, obviously, but you know, if I could get another Christian to agree with some of the things I'm thinking about this person, then it's going to go into the heavenly realms. And you know, when it goes into the heavenly realms, it releases spiritual authority, whether you like it or not. It does. And so Jesus said, but you'll be judged by every word and every thought. And so you'll be judged by every word and every thought, because our thoughts and even our words are so powerful, because it penetrates through this world and into heaven. And I got to tell you, some of you need to stop agreeing with Satan, what he's saying about you. You know, Satan will come before you and say, you're so, And then you say to yourself, man, I'm so, You know, you're standing in agreement not with God, but with Satan. And he does that all the time. All the time. But it says, praise God, the good news is this, right? But he was hurled down, and we triumphed him over what? The blood of the Lamb. Amen. Come on, that's good news. Someone be happy today, please. Come on, somebody. That's good news. Thank you, Phil. The cross, the blood, it covers us. All the blunder, mistakes, knuckleheaded thing we done, the cross. Every time I hit the mic today, you know, the cross. I was like, the cross, thank you, Jesus, for the cross. You know, every note we messed up on, the cross. We're like, the cross. It was a prophetic song. But the cross, it covers us, it frees us, it sets us free, it brings us liberty. But also, God says, I want my saints and my children to join in this triumph. And so it's not just the cross, what Jesus has done. But he also adds, and what Jesus has done through us, and that's the testimony. What Jesus has done for us, and that's the testimony. And so we're going to have a couple of testimonies. I think Phil's going to testify. I asked Kenji to testify. So it'll be Phil. Kenji, you'll be last because you're pretty hard to follow. So it'll be Phil, and then we'll have Mandy, And then we'll have Kenji. And then if anyone else would like to share, you know, how God's touched them, we'll have it open until Phil's the board. So Phil will close it down. All right, so how about Phil? How about we give a hand for Phil?
Well, I think the title up here that I saw briefly said something about testimonies of healing. And so I'm in need of healing right now on another matter. About 2 weeks I've been working on this, whatever it is. Anyway, we have a men's Bible study every other Thursday at Min's house. It's really wonderful. So if you're a man and you haven't come yet, I see some of you here, I invite you to come. It's really wonderful. We study the Bible, but we also try to find applications from our teaching and a lot of good sharing. And Min and Evelyn's hospitality always in opening their house. We were talking about healing, and we had people in the group who had various ailments. And I remember, I mean, this isn't so dramatic, but it did really touch me. We were leaving the men's house, and I had for several days a really sharp pain in my shoulder. And I've had this before, whatever it is, bursitis or something, there's some name for it. But I went to the emergency room once several years ago and had to go to a specialist to get like a cortisone shot, and it was a big deal. And it's, I don't know if you've ever had that, but it can be really, really painful. And this was a case of that, and I was trying to somehow live through it. And as we left, I think this is the chronology of it. Aki and I, we walk out to our cars and we talk for a while. And it's like a cul-de-sac at Min's house. And we're standing out there exposed to God and all the neighbors. And I told Aki about this. I said, I've really been suffering. My shoulder is really so painful. And I have to admit to you that I don't, I mean, Aki knows this, that I'm not as committed to the idea of us as healers as maybe Aki is or other people are. I questioned this even our last meeting. In other words, why don't we just pray to God to heal us? Why do we have to have people lay hands on us? You know, that's always been my question. And Aki ran through a lot of the passages from the Bible, examples of this, and saying, well, this is very biblical, that we're called upon to heal others. And it's, you know, it's obvious once it's pointed out. But anyway, we're standing there, and Aki said, let me just pray for you. And he touched my shoulder, and he said a brief prayer. And I thought, okay, that was really nice of him. And, you know, I mean, I believe, but you know, I'm a professor, I still have my doubts, we have to. And anyway, I went in my car, and Aki went in his car, and I said, well, I can't lift my arm, you know, up till now, I just wasn't able to lift my arm at all. And I was in the car, and I was lifting it up totally, and moving it back, and trying, and it was just, it was gone. And I'd never really experienced that before. And Aki's already taking off, and I wanted to say, Aki, it works, you know, yeah. And so I think I thank God for that. I hope I did. But I was really blessed to have that healing, and I think it pushed me a little bit closer to understanding some of the things that Aki's been teaching us. And so that's. Really basically the story. But I was very grateful, and I didn't know when I'd see you next, maybe Sunday, but I wanted to run out of my car and say, Aki, you're on to something. Because it was for me, you know, you're the only one that can feel your pain, right? And for me it was pretty dramatic. I said, no, I know I'm gonna feel pain if I do this. No? This? No? Higher? And it was completely healed. And so I was just really, really thankful to Aki and to God for that touch of healing. So that's my story.
So this is not, let's like bring Aki or whoever pray day. Thank you. Yeah. So Jesus gets all the glory. Amen. I mean, Jesus is the one that touches us. Jesus is the one that heals us. Honestly, my prayer was not full of faith. It's not like, oh, I got so much faith. And if I knew the story behind it, I would have had less faith to pray. Like cortisone, I'm like, oh, I didn't know all that. But, you know, it was just a simple prayer. You know, in Jesus' name, I command the shoulder pain to go. That was basically it. I wasn't expecting, like, supernatural miracle to blow, to happen as I should. We always should, okay? I'm not saying, I'm just being honest. You know, it's Phil, you know, I know where Phil stands. Yeah, he's a hard guy to, you know, convince sometimes. But, you know, I love Phil and, you know, and he's always very, you know, open to learn, which is amazing. A professor at the U of A who is so humble enough to learn from me. You know, like, you need a lot of humility to learn. When you're in this kind of dynamic. Anyways, Jesus gets all the glory. Amen. Jesus is amazing. Touches Phil. He touches us every day if we just allow him to. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's my wife, Mandy, now.
Hi, you guys. So, yeah, I just wanted to share real quick, just kind of piggybacking off of what Aki said. It's like so incredible how God, sometimes he's just looking for someone that will say a prayer for another person. And because he's so powerful and he's always longing to touch us and he's always longing to, just even answer our prayers for healing and deliverance. And but as the body of Christ, there's just something about how he wants to use each other to touch one another, you know, because we are his body. He's the head, and we're his body. And so, Christ is always longing to, for us to receive a touch from him through one another. And so, so pray for someone if you feel like an inkling to pray for them. But I just wanted to share a little, I guess it was, excuse me, about a month ago. I had gotten into a car accident, and it happened. I've been working for hospice for a little while as a chaplain, and some weeks are just a lot tougher than others, and this week was particularly hard, and I felt like a spirit of accusation coming against me at work, and I know whenever that happens that usually something good is about to break open, and so I've kind of learned to push through those times because something's happening in the spiritual atmosphere, and God is about to break through. But I was on my way to visit one of my patients and just to pray with them. And on my way, I had gotten into a car accident at an intersection. Someone had made an illegal left-hand turn, and just a few minutes before the accident, I had actually felt like something just unclean in my car. I don't know, I started praying. I just felt like an unction just to pray. All of a sudden, I felt kind of like a evil presence in my car. And so I took authority over it, and I just started praying and asking God for his protection. And a few minutes later was when this car pulled out right in the middle of traffic, and I hit them head on. And I was probably going about almost 40 miles an hour, and I had about 10 feet to stop and slam on my brakes. And so I've never hit anyone that hard before. But my airbags never went off, which I think was actually the Lord, because I could have maybe gotten hurt a little bit worse if they would have gone off. But so I got into a car accident, and I had gotten whiplash pretty bad. And so I got off of work for a couple days. And anyways, to make a long story short, Marilyn and Wayne came over one Wednesday night, and and I was still feeling, I had kind of finished my medications that the doctor had given me, so I was starting to really feel the pain in my neck and in my back, and I think too, just even kind of fearful, like, how long am I going to be feeling this pain in my neck and my back and my shoulders? And anyways, that night Marilyn was like, Mandy, I was wondering if you could pray for my shoulder, it's just kind of been bothering me. And Marilyn, she has a heart filled with faith, and And I just feel like, yeah, she just had so much faith, just even as she had asked me just to lay hands on her and pray for her. And when I started praying for her, all of a sudden I got really hot. I just felt like I was on fire. My whole, like, took my sweater off. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, Marilyn, do you feel that? I feel so hot right now. And I felt it all the way down my back and my head and my shoulders. And, yeah, and so I was like, well, I guess God's touching me. If Marilyn's, I don't know if Marilyn's getting touched or not. But the next morning, Marilyn had texted me and she said, Mandy, I don't feel like my shoulder feels all better. I woke up without any pain. And I was like, oh, praise God. And then I realized a little bit later, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have any pain at all in my back or in my shoulders and my neck. And I even kind of waited later that day to see if it was going to come back. And yeah, but God completely took away the whiplash that I had. And so I thought it was so neat how God did that, because he knew that I really needed him to touch me. But I guess it was a testimony to just even where two or more are gathered, there he is also. And just even how, yeah, I just felt Marilyn came with so much faith. So just even her faith for her own healing. Yeah, God blessed it and he blessed me. And I hadn't even asked for prayer. So he knows what we need before we ask for it. So yeah, but yeah, so I'm very grateful that I don't have any pain.
Oh yeah, let's go with Wayne first, then you, Kenji. But I just want to say a quick word. You know, when it comes to just praying for the sick, it does take a little bit of, it takes faith. And just like anything, I think the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. And for some reason, I don't want to say the better you get, but it does seem like there's a progression. The more time you do it, it's just, you see more results. Well, I guess in anything, right? I mean, even if you're like, if you pray for 1,000 people, you're bound to get one, right? I mean, but you know, sometimes people just quit at 10 and see nothing and say, well, I guess God doesn't want this. But you know, it's those who persevere, pray. A good person to pray for if you're married is your spouse, because that's a safe place, you know. Because it's not like, or your brother, or yourself. I always pray for myself, you know, every time I got injured. You know, you want to start off safe, you know, but then step out in faith. If someone around you looks hurt and you feel God is saying, hey, pray for them. People are just appreciative of prayers, even if it doesn't have the effect you want it to have. But Wayne.
I don't think I need the microphone. There are several things that come to mind to me this morning. In the silent prayer thing that Phil was allowed us to participate in, I want to thank the musicians, because I can't hold the tune and I can't play an instrument. So I'm very appreciative of all of you that perform each Sunday. It's a talent that God has given you that you're sharing with us, and I just want to say that I'm very appreciative, and I'm sure all of you are. Now, since I had a baby, not me, but I mean my daughter had a grandson just recently, it's come to mind as far as a testimony is concerned. My daughter had a great deal of difficulty her entire marriage to get pregnant. So this is a miracle, a number one miracle. But a bigger miracle is that when I got married, my wife has reproductive problems for her whole life. So when I got married, it was knowing that I most likely will not have any children. It was that serious. And for those of you who know what endometriosis is, it's scarring of the lining of the uterus, and it's very hard to get pregnant. So then I have two children, a boy that just turned 40, and a daughter that just gave birth is 32. So for me, not only was my daughter blessed, but my whole family, I didn't expect to have any children when I got married. So that's the testimony I wanted to share, that this is quite remarkable. I've got, you know, some grandkids, and it's in God's big plan. And so you really have to allow your prayers and your and God to help guide you. It's you know, we have no control over any of our lives. It's what's in the big plan. So I want to just share that I'm very grateful to God that I have a family.
And yeah, we got Kenji, but yeah, you know, Jesus is amazing. He continues. 2,000 years ago, he came on the scene and started healing people, lepers, the sick, the dead, the blind. And you know, even today, throughout the world, any country you go to, they'll have a testimony, Jesus touched me, Jesus healed me. You go anywhere in the world. Right? I think so. I've never been everywhere, but you go anywhere in the world and you'll probably hear that Jesus touched me. He's alive. He healed me. And so, Kenji.
Hey.
Ohayou gozaimasu. I'm glad I'm not the only one that has problems physically. But if anyone wants healing, that's me. I need a lot of healing. I tell you, until not too long ago, when I was only 87, I think, the only problem I had were inside, internal, you know, like heart problem. I had to get a triple bypass, kidney, prostate, high blood pressure, and now I have high sugar count, glucose. Most likely I'm going to be a diabetic. So the doctor says, take it easy on the sweet stuff, but I love teriyaki and barbecue. So, but when I had my shoulder, when I had my shoulder problem, Mandy prayed for me 2 times, and now I'm okay. But I was thinking about prayer, you know. I said, "Well, okay, it's the good Lord that's going to fix me up, gonna heal me, and it's not the person that's praying, okay? Not Mandy going to not heal me, but it's the Lord." But so I said, "Well, I can pray myself, heal myself." You know, you can't do that. Especially me, you know, I told you the story about when I used to go to the casino. You know how I used to pray to the casino, to God at the casino? I look at it, hey Lord, hey man, how about some help? You know, mama needs new shoes. Something like that. Yeah, that doesn't work. If the person that prays gotta be closer to God than the rest of us, I think. And you got to believe in God. And how do you get closer to God? You come to church and listen to Aki-san and the other people. But I just want to say, and something happened to me last Sunday. I just want to say, besides, I had an ant bite. And my hand got really swollen up, you know, harichatta. And Aki-sensei, I think at the potluck, huh? Aki-sensei and somebody else prayed for me. And I can, while they were praying, I can see it going down. And I can see my wrinkles coming out. And for the first time, I was so happy to see the wrinkles, because when the wrinkles go away, that means I'm normal, like right now. But even while she was praying, or he or she, who? Mandy did it for me? Arigato. But my shoulders, I don't have to use icy hot or sarampas or anything like that. It was working good. Thank you very much. Last Sunday, something very emotional happened to me. When I was walking one day, that was on a Friday, and I fell down. I bumped my face. My lips got all swollen up. My face got swollen up. And Friday, that was on a Friday. So Friday night, I was really, you think Halloween was here. My face was all puffed up. And last Sunday, that Sunday was going to be a potluck day. And I love my potluck. So. And especially when Min and Mama said they're going to make me, bring spam musubi. Yeah. People from Hawaii love spam. Spam musubi is very popular. You can buy it at the gas station. They sell it in pieces. On Maui, the island of Maui, where I come from, one piece is a dollar. Takai yo. So what we used to do is buy spam musubi, buy some coffee, go down the beach and talk and watch the surfers and eat spam musubi for breakfast. That was good life. But when I fell, my face was swollen up, and I'm telling you, this is honto, honto no honto, not honto no uso. I'm telling you, I prayed because I wanted to come 2 more days was Sunday, and I wanted to come to potluck, come to church. I shouldn't say potluck too much. Come to church. And so I prayed myself, and for the first time, honto yo, for the first time, I think I was close enough to God that He helped me. Because the next morning, Saturday morning, 90% of my swollen came down. So I was able to come here on Sunday, enjoy my spam musubi and the rest of the food. But let me tell you something. That Sunday, last Sunday, 2 people from this church... Oh, before I say that, let me tell you something else. But when I joined this church last April, I noticed that the church members, the church population was getting smaller and smaller. And I thought it was because of me. I felt kind of guilty. I thought, you know, some people didn't like Ojiji, you know, or they didn't like my shamisen playing or something like that. But I found out that I think all of you love me. Jimang kerido. Everybody is very nice to me. And last Sunday, 2 of the members from the church did something that's very emotional to me, because when they heard that I got hurt, my knees got scratched up, they brought me medicine. And these 2 girls, Misae-sang and Ikuko-sang, these 2 ladies, they're not my relative, they're not my girlfriend, oh I wish, they're not my girlfriend, they're not even people that I hang around with, I don't go to dinner with them. In fact, when they come to church, I hardly talk to them, I just say good morning or something like that. But, you know, it's hard to believe that 2 good-looking young ladies would bring medicine without me asking to an 88-year-old Oji-chan. You know, if things were around, I probably wouldn't do it. But they were very, and you know, I thought about it, that the medicine helped me. But more than that, I'm really, really happy because of what they did, you know. It was very, very nice of them to do that. And we're not that close. I wish I were, but. So anyway, I just too bad they're not here. I want to say arigato to them. And when I go to heaven and talk to God, I'm going to put in a good word for them. So they'll be my neighbors, and my wife is going to get jealous. And she's going to say, mata tonari bakari miteru. You know. So that's it. Okay. I'm done. Arigato.
Yeah, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Marilyn, do you want to say something?
This is not about healing, but Wayne wanted me to tell you thank you for praying for his uncle, Sonny, who has actually made his last trip. He's with Jesus now, praise God. And you know, when you ask Jesus into your heart, we have already been translated into the kingdom of God. That's where we are. And somebody said, we've been deployed to earth because people need to know about Jesus. So we need to tell people about Jesus, but Uncle Sonny is there. And I was thinking about that this morning, and you know, the word talks about there's trees and rivers and flowers and animals and stuff there. And it talks about God has a chariot. And I said to Wayne, I wonder if Uncle Sonny is with your mom and the others in your family riding in God's chariot. You know, it's faster than the speed of light. How would you like to travel that fast? But the thing is, He's in heaven, and that's where we're going. So everybody that's already gone to heaven, they're part of our future. It's only as though they've taken a trip to California. You can't see them. You don't cry about somebody that's gone to California. You know, you're going to see them again. Same thing with heaven. We're going to see them again. Yes, and that's exciting. So anyway, he wanted me to tell you thank you. And we're going to see him again. And maybe we'll ride in God's chariot too.
And that's a good reminder, Marilyn. Your greatest healing will come when you die. For some of you, right? For those of us who put our trust in Christ, in the cross, and what He's done, when you die, you'll have a new body. God promises you a new body. Perhaps. Yes, you will be better looking. You will feel incredible. There will be a new heaven, a new earth. And your greatest miracle and your greatest healing will be when you receive Jesus in your life and when you go and see Him face to face. And we always have to keep that in mind. But while we're here on earth, you know, our assignment is to bring heaven on earth. And so we do contend for healing. We do contend for the things that are on heaven. You know, a lot of times, and I'll end with this, earth is a shadow of things to come. And so when Solomon built the temple, it was a shadow of what's in heaven. And so when people like Phil or Kenji or Mandy, they get healed, it's a shadow of things to come, a greater reality. It's a reminder that there is a greater healing, the greatest healing that'll take place. And that'll happen when we die, or if there's a rapture, I don't know. I don't know where I'm at with that, but when we die, or when we see God face to face, that's when you'll have your greatest miracle. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we again thank you so much for today. Just the testimony, Lord, of your Son, Jesus Christ, actively working in our lives, touching us, healing us, Lord. They say you're dead, Lord, but we know you're alive because you touched us. Because healing is not in my hands, or healing isn't in Mandy's hands. Healing is only in your hands, Jesus. And only you could transform lives. Only you could change hearts. Only you can give an eternal hope. Jesus, we thank you so much for what you've done. And just, we ask, Lord, that you would do more. We share these testimonies, Lord, that you would multiply it, Lord. That you would do more here on earth. That your kingdom will come. Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Jesus. You are awesome, amazing, and wonderful. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like healing, I feel like, you know, ask the Lord as we sing our last song. Just ask the Lord to touch you. Lord, I need healing. Emotional, physical, financial, He touches everything. Just say, Lord, I need healing in this area. Would you please help? One of the most answered prayer is this, Jesus help. That one is hard for Jesus to say no to. So, you know, if you need prayer, we would love to pray for you after service, but even now, just ask the Lord, hey, Lord, would you touch me wherever you're hurting? All right.